Over the next year, Augustana students and faculty will identify areas in Scott County with the highest risk of lead paint exposure and introduce solutions to prevent poisoning. Provost Perina Lawrence says students and professors from several classes will apply what they're learning to the project.
A public health problem like lead paint isn't to be solved just by chemists or biologists. It's a social problem too. We need sociologists, we need anthropologists, we need environmental studies students, public health students. You need multiple disciplines looking at these particular problems to come up with creative solutions.
At low to moderate levels, lead can cause learning, hearing, and behavioral problems in children, along with slower growth, lower IQ, anemia, and kidney problems. At higher levels, lead can lead to brain swelling, convulsions, and death. Scott County Public Health Director Edward Rivers says any amount of lead in a child's blood is unsafe.
Poisoning from lead paint's unique as a public health problem because it can be eliminated. Lead paint's no longer being produced and used, and once lead's remediated from a structure, then it's safe for children and others. However, there are still many residences in Scott County that have lead paint in them.
Children are often exposed to lead when paint crumbles and chips off windows and woodwork. Based on age alone, the county says at least 17,000 homes probably have lead paint. Augustana students will do a broader analysis to identify as many high-risk homes as possible. Then they'll research solutions based on biology, sociology, and environmental studies. This project is the second annual for the Upper Mississippi Center at Augustana. Director Michael Reisner says everyone involved benefits.
This generation of students, they want to make a difference right now. They really don't want to wait till they graduate, so this is a chance to do it.
Over the summer, the partners will size up Scott County's lead paint problem and ask local agencies to help solve it. I'm Lacey Scarmana.